Good evening. We are again just eternally grateful to the great God of heaven for giving us another day of worship and praise to his name. And we are just ever grateful for this glorious occasion and opportunity that we have to come together as his people, as the church, to worship him in spirit and in truth. I just want to offer up a word of thanks for this occasion tonight. First of all, thanking the leadership for placing enough confidence in myself to be able to stand in the pulpit tonight and to deliver onto the church here at Cary a word from the Lord. I want to thank our minister, Brother Nathan, for the confidence that he has placed in me. And the ability that we have in proclaiming God's unsearchable riches. We are just ever grateful for the church here. And since me and my family have placed membership and been part of this great body of people, we are just ever grateful that we have the opportunity to labor and work for the great kingdom and cause of Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles tonight, 2 Peter. Chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. I'm just going to pull in so that we can get the contextual setting of this particular idea and principle. Verse number 3. The Bible says, as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. And our sermon this evening, the title text that leaps out from verse number 5, we're going to be talking about building a successful Christian life. You know, all of us who name the name of Jesus, all of us that name the name of Christ tonight, those who have been called out of the darkness of our sins and are now in the marvelous light of Jesus, those of us who have obeyed this glorious gospel, we must be concerned about making spiritual progress. We must be concerned about growing. And as we look at the contextual setting of 2 Peter tonight, Peter was concerned. He took the time to write two epistles, primarily writing to God's called out people who name his name, Christians. And Peter was concerned about Christian growth. If anybody knew what the Christian life was all about, certainly Peter himself knew. If anybody knew what the ups and downs of being a Christian was about, Peter certainly knew. That very outspoken apostle, as we are introduced to him in the gospel record of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see a Peter who was at times strong, but we also see one in the person of Peter that was at times weak. But then we see the growth in this great apostle on the day of Pentecost, when in Acts chapter 2, he stands up boldly with the 11 and proclaims the very first gospel to that great multitude. And well over 3,000 souls, we know, obeyed the gospel. And then we turn a corner from Acts chapter 2 to Galatians chapter 2. And we see the inconsistency in Peter's actions when he withdrew from the Gentile brethren because of the Jewish brethren that had come on the scene. So if anybody knew what the Christian life was all about and ups and downs and the things that we struggle with in our own growth, Peter was one that certainly could express these words and encourage all of us who name the name of Jesus even now that we must be about the concern of growing and making spiritual progress in Jesus. In this lesson for a few moments tonight, I want to talk about building a successful life in Jesus Christ. And one thing we do know tonight in building a successful Christian life, Peter begins in the place that all of us, even as we look at Christianity in 2014, Peter begins where we have to begin in our Christian lives as we have obeyed the gospel. And Peter, in verse number 5, begins this building block of growth. He begins with faith. Oh, make no mistake about it tonight. Faith is the foundation of a successful life in Jesus. We must have a strong faith. That's why Peter begins in 2 Peter 1 in verse number 5 with this idea of add to your faith. Well, do we need more faith in 2014? You better believe we do. We are facing challenges on so many fronts to who we are now in Jesus Christ. And we need a greater faith. And rightly so, the Apostle Peter begins with this idea and principle of faith, building on faith, building a successful life. And when we talk about faith, as described in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11 and verse number 1, faith is, as the Bible tells us, the substance of things hoped for. As the King James rendering is before us tonight, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when we talk about substance tonight, faith being the substance, we understand from the Greek principle or the very meaning behind the idea of substance is something that stands under. And I tell you, you know, we do stand. Faith has to stand under us. If we're going to make progress, even as Peter mentions in our text of 2 Peter chapter 1 of adding faith and then virtue and then knowledge and then temperance and then patience and then godliness, all of these other things, it all begins with the foundation of faith. We need to become people of greater faith. There are many things that challenge our faith today, but if we stay with God, if we maintain our relationship in Jesus, if we move as we obey the gospel in the right direction, making spiritual progress, we can become people of strong faith in Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the saints at Rome in Romans chapter 12 in verse number 3 that God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. All we need to do as Christians is we need to continue to tap that reservoir of faith that God has already instilled in all of us who name the name of Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, as the rendering of this Hebrew writer gives to us, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being confident tonight that God will give us what is promised and for which we ought to continue to hope. You know, we need a greater faith. Paul told the saints in Corinth in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. We need a greater faith in the Lord tonight. We need to build a solid foundation on faith. And you know, how is faith developed tonight? Well, it is developed through the Word of God. Romans 10 and verse number 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's holy word. If we're going to become people of greater faith, then we need the Word of God. We need a daily dose of God's word. We need to continue to be about the business each and every single day of doing like Jesus said in John 5 and verse number 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, Jesus said, but they are the thing that testify of me. That's why Paul told the young evangelist Timothy that all scripture is given by God's inspiration. That's why he told him to give attention or give attendance to this thing called reading. And I say very often that in order to develop the proper faith, we do need God's word before us. What about faith as we look at it again? Faith is confidence in God. And that leads to obedience to God. Faith is based on true faith is what God says, and it is demonstrated in what we do. People with faith do things for God as God specifies, and God does incredible things in their lives as a result of it. And make no mistake about it tonight, God wants to do great things in our lives. God wants to work wondrous things out for us, especially those of us who have him as our guide and leader. We can accomplish great things when we have the proper faith. When faith is the ultimate of foundation in our lives. Faith is not a luxury. It is a cardinal necessity. It takes faith in order for all of us to be the people God desires for us to be. We need to understand tonight, in building on this business, this thing called faith, faith believes the unbelievable. Faith reaches for the unreachable. Faith looks for and hopes for the impossible. And make no mistake about it tonight, the things that are impossible with men are always possible with Almighty God. God can do incredible and amazing things in all of our lives if we trust him, if we believe in him, if we learn of him and continue to be the people of the word. No child of God has ever survived living the Christian life without this thing called faith. It is the foundation for a relationship with God. Going back to what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe, that's faith, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must have a reasonable portion of faith. And Peter lets us know that we must be adding a daily measure, a daily dose of faith each and every single day to our Christian lives. Jesus talks about in the gospel record mustard seed faith. All we need is just a little. But you see, faith has to continue to grow. We have to continue to develop and to maintain the faith that we have, but we must continue to build on and grow in that faith. And make no mistake about it tonight, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. It doesn't matter what is going on in any given moment or time or any age. God's people always are the ones that overcome. God's people are always the ones that are more than conquerors through him that loves us. But it's going to take faith. If we're going to continue to do incredible and powerful and wonderful things for God, each and every one of us are going to have to grow in our faith. Faith is important in the development and in the building process of living for Jesus. Faith is the foundation for a relationship with God. It is the underlying element in our salvation and service to our Lord. It is the catalyst for power from on high. Power from God. Growth requires power from God, and faith is required for such
column
building tonight on our faith. Life is too tough. Life is too rough to live without unshakable faith. Faith has a vital role in the life of each and every one of us that name God's name. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. We stand by faith tonight. Romans 11 and verse number 20. By faith, we overcome this old wicked world. 1 John 5 and verse number 4. Paul said, we live by faith. You remember what he said in Galatians 2 and verse number 20. I am crucified, Paul said, with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, died for me. And now I'm living for him. Faith, reminding ourselves tonight that it looks beyond the visible to the invisible. Faith sees tomorrow's sunshine in spite of today's dark cloud. True faith does not go back, turn back, but it ever looks to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We must continue on with this business of faith. We must continue to build our lives on the solid foundation of this thing called faith. And make no mistake about it, it starts with faith. But it doesn't end with faith. That's why Peter told them, saints, as he was writing about Christian growth, that we must add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. If these things be in all of us who name the name of Christ, it makes us that we will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope and pray tonight that all of us who are Christians, first of all, will continue to have an unmovable and unshakable faith in our Lord. And then as we continue to develop our faith through the study and knowledge of God's holy word, that we will continue to build on it, grow in it, and become the people that make the transition from milk to the strong meat of God's holy and divine truth. I hope I have said something to encourage you tonight. If you are in this audience and you have not obeyed the gospel and you are not a Christian, if you are not a person of faith, then God's invitation is always extended. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and verse number 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My burden is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. Jesus beseeches all who are willing to come in obedience to this great and glorious gospel of his. You've heard a portion of God's word tonight, Romans 10, 17. Believe what you've heard, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13 and 3. Confess your belief in Jesus as the only Son of God, Matthew 10, 32. And then be willing to be baptized tonight for the remission, the forgiveness of your sins, Mark 16, 15 and 16. If we are Christians and our faith has not been where the Lord commands it to be, where it ought to be, then we need to repent of our sins. We serve a God that stands ready to pardon and forgive us always and forever. He tells us in James to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another, and that's what we should do. If you are subject to the Lord's invitation tonight, I pray you will come if you need to. If you need to get that which is crooked straight tonight, leaving out of here in right relationship with the Lord, take advantage of his grace and mercy as it is over us right now. Well, we together stand and sing a verse of an invitation song. Come.
Savior and Lord, Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest, Jesus will give you rest. Oh, why won't you come in simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest. Will you come? Will you come? There is mercy for you, balm for your aching breast. Only come as you are and believe on his name. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, why won't you come in simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest. Will you come? Will you come? How he pleads with you now. Fly to his loving breast. And whatever your sin or sorrow may be, Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest, Jesus will give you rest. Oh, why won't you come in simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out this evening. And please come back every opportunity you get. If you were not here this morning and did not have an opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper, it has been prepared for you in room 12. You'll be served as we sing the back cover, which is the greatest commands.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know
God is love, God is love.
is love. God is love.
Will you pray with me? Father, we come to you to thank you for this day you've given us to worship you. Father, we thank you for Brother Huckabee's words tonight that encourage us and refresh our minds.